KNOM Profiles.
Nome is in the midst of a second gold rush. The town, quite often referred to as the Gold Rush City, has seen an influx of people in the summer the past few years. And KNOM is getting to know our neighbors. This week, we spoke with a neighbor who started mining in the 1980s. If you live in Nome, you probably know Chick Traynor. Originally from Massachusetts, Traynor says he knew he wanted to come to Alaska as a child. He's been in Nome since the 1970s.
When I come up to Nome, everything was based on the gold industry, or a lot of was based on the former gold industry. I got the bug in my ear, but nothing yet. Then about 1989, I started getting around miners, beach miners, and Blue Boy John, his work and whatnot. And I started getting a little bit too close to it. And then I got sucked into it. And as much as anything, it is the development of the equipment to recover the gold and the pitting your wits against a pile of rocks that really that appeals to me.
Although Traynor was introduced to gold mining in 1989, he says he really didn't get into it seriously until around 2002. Traynor says there are many options to weigh when starting as a gold miner.
You have to decide how far you want to get into this. You could order a new Hitachi excavator and hope that your pay streak keeps going. And hope that the cost of fuel doesn't go sky high. Now, some of these people that were working onshore with onshore mining operations have decided that the cost of fuel and moving the material above the gold is not worth their while. They can do better offshore. So that's something they have to deal with.
With your experience, what advice would you have for someone coming up and just wanting to get into gold mining?
People coming up, if they were coming up to dredge, they must understand that there are going to be days and days, weeks even, when they're not going to be able to get a darn thing. They have to weigh that against what they're leaving back there. If they've got a family that needs to have a steady income, well, that's not going to happen with this. This is a hit-and-miss affair. When they hit it, they sometimes hit it big. So my advice is to generally do what I'm doing and stay out of their affairs. You know, it's just like back in the gold rush times. People risked everything to have a more interesting life. And this is very interesting here. And it gives a person a chance to look at the results of their decisions.
Decisions, he says, that can be a benefit for the city of Nome.
When they come ashore, they're spending money in the stores. They're hiring people from town to be deckhands. I think it's a pretty good all-round, generally speaking, I think there's a benefit to the city. Plus, I like it because it's an industry that generally the city and the state stand back from and let these guys go, succeed or fail. It's the American way. You make an effort and let the chips fall where they may.
Now, Traynor is not a dredger. He focuses on mining gold on the beaches of Nome, although he says he does interact with dredgers on occasion, which provides some learning opportunities.
I pick up the problems that they have. I pick up the how they deal with it, and I compare it to the problem I have with a beach box or a high banker in recovering gold on the beach. And I can relate. Yeah, I can relate.
You've obviously seen all these changes in how people mine gold. I mean, what has it been like for you to see that the equipment and people out in the water now with these dredges?
Well, this is a modern gold rush, no question about it. A lot of people have staked everything they have to come up here, and the part they didn't let penetrate was the fact that the changing weather can eliminate the possibility of going after gold with a dredge. So to that end, other people have worked at developing a recovery unit that will get gold out of the surf without having to have visibility. And now they've gone even farther with these jack-up barges.
Trainer does remind newcomers to be mindful of the community.
Gold miners coming in here have to realize that this isn't the Wild West. They have to respect people in the city. You can't go into somebody's yard and think it's a dump and start picking stuff out. You have to stay out of their yards. You have to look for them. You have to realize that you can't be ripping off somebody else's claim. You can get out of hand. People go bananas with gold.
But Trainer says there are quite a few benefits to being a gold miner.
The benefits for me are it gets me working outside. It intrigues me, holds my interest. There is a reward for your exercise.
Trainer says he typically goes out to the beach to mine a few days each week as he works other jobs in town. He gives tours of the city of Nome and works on various equipment as well to keep himself active.
I figured I'll work my life so that I can relax in the wintertime, read, do a few things like that, lay back, kind of hibernate. But you can't do that. You get soft. And I have to move around. So in this town, you have the advantage of being able to walk every place. And this exercise I get in the summertime keeps me on top of it. I just add a little bit more exercise to it, and it's good. You're out in the air.
So do you see yourself mining into the future for years to come?
Years to come would be nice. Mining would be even better.
For KNOM Profiles, I'm Margaret DeMaribus.
Profiles is a production of KNOM News and Public Affairs.